Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Dalet Amud Aleph of Maseches Sukkah. We're holding on the bottom, I think, on the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis, second to last line of the page at the two dots. So Gavoa Mei Eshemama. So the Mishnah said that according to the Chachamim, a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall is possible. So the Gemara is going to discuss how you can take a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall and turn it into a kasher sukkah. So even though we didn't use the term yema'et when it came to sukkah, we only used that term when it comes to mavoi, but there is a way to do it. There's a way to actually make it okay. The question is, what can you do to turn your sukkah into a less than 20 amos sukkah, short of knocking the whole thing down and rebuilding it? So I said, if you try to make it less than 20 amos, you try to make the schach less than 20 amos off the ground level, by raising the ground level, by putting down sheets and blankets and things that certainly you're not going to leave there forever, that is not a valid way to minimize the sukkah, because there's no way that anyone would take their sheets and their blankets and let it remain there as the ground of the sukkah for the entire 7 days, because you're going to ruin all of your sheets and blankets. So there's no way that that's considered sufficient to minimize the size of the sukkah. And the truth is, even if you happen to be a little bit crazy and you decide, yeah, I don't care about the sheets, the blankets, the pillows, I have plenty of those, and I don't mind leaving them there, so I'm mevatel them there forever, I'm never going to take them out of there, it doesn't make a difference. A normal person doesn't think that way, and since a normal person wouldn't do that, it's not considered a valid way to be mema'et the size of the sukkah. But if you don't use expensive items, rather you use teven, which is or ubitlo, and you say beferish that you're being mevatel that teven for all 7 days of yontif, and you don't take it away throughout the 7 days of yontif, have a miut. That is a proper miut of the sukkah. Meaning, if you raise the ground level of the sukkah by throwing down teven on the floor, let's say the sukkah is 20 amos plus 2 or 3 inches, so you throw down 4 or 5 inches of teven on the floor to bring the floor level up to within 20 amos of the schach, so then, and you're mevatel it, then it's kosher. V'kolshkein afar ubitlo, and certainly, if you put down dirt and you're mevatel the dirt, because the dirt is what the floor is made of, that's obvious flooring items. However, if you try to do it with teven veinas of the fanoso, you put down teven, but you're not directly mevatel it. You just decide that you're not going to take it away for the entire Yom Tov of Sukkos, or va'afar stam, you put down afar, and you don't have in mind that you're going to leave it there, you don't have in mind anything, you don't know if you're going to leave it there or not, so then machlokas Rabbi Yossi Rabbanan. Then it's going to be a machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan, whether that's called being mevatelit, and whether that's called being memait the sukkah. This machlokas really comes up with regard to the halachas of Tumah. So in order to understand the machlokas, just a little bit of introduction is necessary. When you have Tumah inside an ohel, and there's an airspace of at least one tefach above the tumah spreads throughout that entire room, throughout that entire ohel, and any kalim that are inside that ohel become tameh, even if they're not directly above or directly under the tumah. Essentially, there are three ways that tumah's ohel could happen. There's the, you can go over the tumah, so you're being mahil on the tumah. The tumah can go over you, a less common way, where the tumah is being mahil over you, or there's what's called an ohel hamshacha. Ohel hamshacha is that you and the tumah are both under the same roof. What defines a roof is that it's got to be something that itself is not mekabel tumah, and it's got to be have an airspace of at least one tefach underneath it. Now, if you have an actual ohel that spreads the tumah to the entire room, it has a positive effect as well, and that is that anything over the roof, anything over the ohel, will be protected from the tumah, meaning that roof, that same roof that spreads the tumah to everything underneath it, protects everything above it from becoming tumah, tameh. But if you don't have chalal tefach, you don't have an airspace of a tefach between the tuma and the roof, then we have what's called tuma ritzutza. The tuma goes straight through the roof and goes all the way to the sky. It's bokas va'ola ad the rakia, bokas v'yoredes ad atahom, goes all the way up, goes all the way down, and any kalim that go over that roof are going to become tame from being mahil on the tuma, and anything that's in that room is going to be protected from the tumah. So the Mishnah that we're about to quote discusses tumah in an ohel that has a chalal tefach, but you filled up that chalal tefach with teven, with tsroros, little pebbles or rocks, and the discussion is going to be, is that still considered a chalal tefach? Meaning, if you are mevatel the teven or the tsroros there, and you plan on leaving them there forever, so then you no longer have a chalal tefach, you no longer have a tefach of airspace. But if they're only placed there temporarily, so then it's considered that you still have a chalal tefach. So in that context, ditnan, we have a Mishnah, so that discusses this very issue. The Mishnah is a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Ahilos, Rabbi Daniel Wolf from Yeshivat Haratzion from Gush, pointed out that we often call it Maseches Ahalos. That is not correct. It would be called Ohalim. It's not the plural of Ohel, but it's the plural of being Ma'ahil. So it's Maseches Ahilos. But anyway, Ditnan, the Mishnah says, Bayis Shemilu Tevin Otzeros, if you have a house that has a dead body in it, or let's say a piece of a dead body, significant enough piece of a dead body in it, that you fill in the airspace of that house with Tevin or with rocks, with straw, or with pebbles, ubitlo, and you beferish with your mouth, you verbally are mevatel it, that it should be there forever. So mevutel, then it's meaning not forever, that but it should be there for as long as the tumah is going to be there. Then mevutel, it becomes batel to the ohel, and it's as if you don't have a chalal tefach. Ooh, so the diuk is bitlo in, lo bitlo. It's only if you're actually mevatel it, but if you're not actually mevatel it, then it's considered as if it's not batel, and you still have a chalal tefach to stop the tumah from going out of the rakia. So v'tani Allah, and we have a brisa that says about that Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi Omer, teven ve'ein asad lefanoso harehu ka'afar. If you put straw there and you were not mevatel beferush, but you don't plan on removing it from the house so long as the tumah is there, then it has a din as if you filled up the house with afar. As if you filled up the house with afar, where the halach is stam. If you put afar stam without any machshava and you don't know if you plan on removing it or not, so then ubatel, it's going to become batel. So again, teven ve'inasa lefanoso is hareu ka'afar stam. If you have teven that you don't plan on moving, it's like stam afar where there are no plans whatsoever, and the halach is ubatel, it's going to be batel. But says Rabbi Yossi, afar va'asa lefanoso, if you put dirt there that you do plan on moving, harehu kistam teven v'lo batil, then it has a status of regular teven that you put in a house where you don't have any plan one way or the other, and that would not be batil to the ohel, because since you might move that dirt from the house, it's not going to become batil, and it's not going to ruin it's not going to take away the chalal, the airspace of the house. So you do in fact have a house with the chalal tefach that creates a sense of ohel and prevents the tumah from being ritzutza, from being ola ad l'rakia. So just like there's a machlokas Rabbi Yosi and Rabbanu with regard to tumah, so the Gemara is suggesting you have the same machlokas with regard to sukkah. You want to minimize the height of the sukkah by putting teven that you're not mevatel beferish, it's just that you don't plan on moving, or you want to minimize the height of the sukkah by putting dirt that you put there stam without any thought one way or the other. According to Rabbi Yosi, it's batel to the sukkah, and therefore the sukkah becomes kosher. According to the Chamim, it's not batel to the sukkah, and the sukkah remains possible as being more than 20 amos tall. So I guess main point number one is that one cannot minimize the sukkah with cushions and pillows, with expensive items. One can minimize the sukkah with teven and afar if he's mevatelit, But tevin ve'enasa lefanoso, an afar stam, is a machlokas. Tevin ve'enasa lefanoso, an afar stam, is a machlokas that relates to the machlokas by Tumas Ohel. So now the Gemara quotes other issues that came up in the Beis Medrash. Haisa gava Master Mama. Let's say your sukkah was more than 20 amos tall. V'chutzin yordin b'tol chesrim ama. But there were some branches of the schach that sunk down to within 20 amos of the ground. Im tzilasam meruba mechamasam. If we the there's more shade from those branches that are drooping down within 20 amos, there's more shade from sun, meaning just those branches alone provide a majority shade, kshera. Then the sukkah is going to be kosher. The imlav psula. But if the amount of branches that are drooping down within 20 amos is not that great, they would not on their own provide more shade than sunlight, then the sukkah is going to be pasul. So once we mention the hutsin that would not on their own provide more shade than sunlight, and how it doesn't work, the Gemara discusses what about if you have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall, how would this play out? You have a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall, which is the minimum size of a sukkah. V'hutsin yordin l'toch hasara. And you have again some branches that droop down within the 10 tefachim. So savra Abaye lemeimar, Abaye thought we should say the same rule. Im chamasim rumin tzilasim kshera. That if those branches are an insignificant amount of branches, meaning they don't on their own provide more shade than sunlight, so that should mean that they don't count for anything, and therefore your sukkah should still be kosher. It should still be considered a 10 tefach tall sukkah, even though in reality there are some branches that are going within 10 tefachim. But Amalei Rava said, no, it's much different when you're dealing with the minimum size of a sukkah, because having any branches drooping down within 10 tefachim makes it hadira sruchihi, turns it into an unlivable type of place. Vein adam dar b'dira srucha, a person wouldn't live in a dira srucha, in an unbecoming type of place, and therefore that alone is going to passel the sukkah. So whereas a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, a minimal number of branches that droop within 20 amos does not change its status, a sukkah that's 10 tefachim tall, a minimal number of branches that droop down within 10 tefachim does change its status, according to Rava, and makes it possible because it is a dira srucha. So it says Gemara, a separate halacha. Heisa gava master mama. Let's say your sukkah was more than 20 amos tall. Ubanaba itstaba. So you decide to build a platform. Kineged dofen emsai. So this is one of the important things to remember in Masecha Sukkah, that whenever we talk about a stam sukkah, we assume three walls. We don't assume four walls. Even though most of our sukkahs, at least in the New York area, where we want to be protected from the elements, are four-walled sukkahs, the halacha never requires a fourth wall, and therefore we assume a stam sukkah has three walls. So imagine you have a three-wall sukkah, and the sukkah is more than 20 amos tall. So you want to build a platform, and you build the platform against the back wall of the sukkah, the dofen ha'emtsai al pnei kula, going across from one side wall all the way to the other side wall. V'yesh b'hechsher sukkah, and the actual platform you build is big enough to be a kosher sukkah in its own right, meaning the platform itself is at least 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, if you hold that's the shear that a sukkah needs to be kosher, which is what we hold, like Peshamai, so ksheira, then it's going to be perfectly kosher, even though the platform doesn't extend to the entire sukkah, still your sukkah is kosher, because on that itstava, on that platform, you're within 20 amos of the schach, and therefore you're even allowed to eat and sleep in the part that's off of the platform, as long as you have that platform. But uminatzad, if you built the platform off to the along one of the side walls of the sukkah and not along the back wall of the sukkah, so then it depends. Im yesh misvas itztaba lakosel arba amos psula. If there's a space of 4 amos or more from the edge of the platform and the opposite wall, then it's going to be possible. Because yes, it's true the itstaba would make that area to within 20 amos of the schach, but the itstaba itself is only considered to be surrounded by two walls, by the two walls that it's touching. The other wall is more than 4 amos away from it, And the schach above that more than 4 amos of space is considered like schach pasul. So if you have more than 4 amos of schach pasul on one side of the sukkah, that's going to be pasul. But pachus mi 4 amos ksheira. But if it's less than 4 amos off to the side from the edge of the itztaba to the other side, then it's going to be kasher, because we apply the principle known as, it's going to come up a lot, but certainly now it's going to come up a lot, known as dofen akuma. That as long as you have less than 4 amos of schach pasul off to one edge, we view the wall as if it bends in to the area that's kosher. So says Gemara, my kamashmulin, what's your great chiddush? That Amrina Dofen Akuma, Tanina, we already know that we say Dofen Akuma, it's a beferish mishnah and daf yud zayin. Bayish shenivchas, v'sikei chalgabav, if your roof caves in your house, and you decide, life handed you a lemon, you decide to make lemonade, so you decide to put schach over the opening, so maybe you have a kosher sukkah now. Im yesh merkosa l'sikei charba amos psula. If there's more than 4 amos between the sidewalls of the house and the schach that you just put over, then it's going to be possible, because the Dofen Akuma won't apply on more than 4 amos. But ha-pachos mikan, ksheira, less than 4 amos would be kosher, because we could apply the principle of Dofen Akuma. So what's the great chiddush you're teaching me about building the platform? And if the platform is less than 4 amos away from the side wall, then it's kosher. Of course it's kosher. We apply the principle of Dofen Akuma. We know the principle of Dofen Akuma. Says Gemara, now, mahu titema, one might have thought, Hasum hu dechazi ladofen. Over there by the house, it's shaykh to say that the walls of the house bend over toward the schach, because it's ra'ui for a dofen, and therefore could serve as a dofen of the sukkah. The whole chisaron of that dofen is that it's too far away from the schach. So halacha l'moshe misinai, we call it a dofen akuma. We view the dofen as if it's close to the schach. Aval hacha, but over here by a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, where you had to build an itztava to lo chazi ledofen, the wall on the other end on its own is not really roi to be a dofen, because it's too big, it's more than 20 amos tall. Amalo, I might think you're not going to say dofen akuma, because the wall itself is inherently problematic. Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell us that we even apply dofen akuma when the wall has an inherent problem in and of itself. Let's say you had a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall, and you build in its stubba, you built a platform right in the middle of the sukkah, not up against any of the walls, but right in the middle, like an island in the middle of the sukkah. Psula. If there's 4 amos or more between the edge of the itztaba and any of the walls, then it's going to be pasul. But pachos me'arba amos, ksheira. If it's within 4 amos on all sides, on all 3 sides, the walls are within 4 amos of the edge of the itztaba, then it's going to be kasher. So over here also the Gemara says, my kamash malan. What's the great chiddush? Darmin on dofen akuma, that we have a principle of dofen akuma. Hainuach, we already learned the din of dofen akuma. Kuma, by a sukkah that's more than 20 amos tall. Says more, no, I wouldn't have known this though. Mal de tema dofen akuma ruach achas amrinan, aval mikol ruach veruach, lo, I might have thought dofen akuma only works on one side, but you can't apply simultaneously dofen akuma on all sides. Kamash malan. That's why it has to tell me that we do apply dofen akuma. So the last main point, I guess, would be that we apply dofen akuma. The Gemara teaches us dofen akuma in three separate cases. Case number one was your roof caves in. Case number two is you have a platform on one side of the sukkah and you're trying to connect it to a wall on the other side. And case number three is you have a platform right in the center of the sukkah and you're trying to connect it to all of the surrounding walls. So we'll stop there and we'll pick up at the bottom of the page, Be'ezras Hashem, next time.